What's happening? Welcome in, J-Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. We're with you for the next 4 hours. By we, I mean 11-year NFL veteran, Vol for Life, Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer, and Jason Martin. On Twitter, at Ramon Foster, at Schaefer on Sports, at J-Mart Radio, at J-Mart and Ramon. Bucks win last night. I thought they were going to blow them out based on how it looked early.
Yeah, the first half.
Then they just kind of took the foot off the gas.
Like the Vols.
Richard Sherman got hurt.
Yeah, hammy.
Brady was dealing with a hand, but he seemed to be fine.
Yeah, well, he was punching a guy from UT, Barnett. You see them going back and forth? It was kind of funny. Brady hit him with an elbow.
But I'll tell you what the big thing was last night.
Talk to me.
Let's go cracking.
You're such a troll.
You are.
Literally, Abby looked at me last night in the first period, and she goes, "You are not a good person." I was like, "What? What is this?" She's like, "You're really gonna cheer them?"
Yeah.
She's like, "They're my surrogates, man."
Hello. They're your surrogates now?
No, this isn't now. It's what it already was.
Your boy scored 2 goals for
me. I know he did. And sure. then like, he's just crazy. He also had like multiple penalties. I'm like, yep. This jersey's gonna be worn every day.
Dude, that's my. It's already shipped too. Should be here real soon.
Very excited.
You open up. Let's go crack it.
So we're headed to Knoxville this weekend, hoping the rain's not going to wreck the experience.
You see what I was playing when I was in the, when you walked in the studio?
Yep.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Please don't kill my vibe. That's where I'm at today, dog. Oh, it's supposed to rain all evening, Jay. What is this about?
That's what I'm saying.
Move over to Knoxville later.
Sheesh. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Yeah. Maybe to break up and be scattered by that time.
You're lucky if you're listening today. Andy Staples next hour from The Athletic. Danny White, University of Tennessee Athletics Director, will join us in the third hour of the show. Bob Kessling, voice of the Vols, will join us in the fourth hour of the show.
Okay, so it's supposed to start in Knoxville at around 10 o'clock at night.
That's so when the rain starts?
Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. And it's supposed to, like, rain 1, 2, 3 up to 6 o'clock. That's as far as it's gone. Hopefully by Saturday, like noonish, it's over and done with.
We're gonna be up early Sunday morning. Abby would like to be back here by noon.
Early
Sunday.
Got to be back. I got a game to coach on Sunday.
We got a daughter.
Man, forget them kids.
Not at 6 months old, Ramon.
Ramon just went, F them kids. That's what he just
went. You know where Ramon just went?
Where?
Let's go cracking.
I went full hill. Man, I say this too. I won't say F them kids. Man, I mess around and I went to Long Hollow Baptist last night and I had a speech for the Bucks Club, man. I think I gave them some good gems to draw. I dropped some good gems on them yesterday. It was a real receptive group, man. The football team, the boosters and parents and stuff, real good. Chicken there last night was phenomenal, by the way. We'll be having an engagement coming up soon, too, Jay, by the way. But, yeah, it was a good turnout last night at Long Hollow Baptist, man. Now they're listening to us probably be degenerates this morning.
Well, that's kind of how this goes.
That's how humans.
We're going to be speaking at some FCA event here in a few weeks, and then they'll listen in.
It was pretty good, though. They shot us out last night, Jay.
I love it because, like, you'll be doing those events, and I'll be playing stuff like
Poop Fest.
And, like,
yeah, that's some turd stuff right there.
And, like,
they don't sign turd.
Shout out to Lee, by the way, man. I got to text him this morning, too. The house is ours.
I'm excited. Well, we won't do it on air. I was about to ask, like, how this whole thing is going to play out. We'll do that after the show.
Audience
isn't going to care about that.
They don't.
Kind of forgot for a second we were on the radio.
You know what's funny is Lee Smith, who's having a great year with Atlanta for a guy who plays tight end like him. And you know he's mostly a blocking tight end. But we figured a little bit last year that Arthur Smith kind of liked Lee Smith, right? And they know each other, number one, and he finally got an opportunity to coach him. And Lee is – I talked to him on Wednesday. I'm like, Lee, man, you're having a really good year, man, making it hard for you to retire. He was like, Moan, that's what I'm afraid of. He was like, I'm actually having too good of a year to where I might have to come back and play again. Because I think Arthur likes him. He's a blocking tight end. He also has been catching passes and stuff. But it's funny how the league can work like that. We spoke about that with Whitworth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how guys can extend their careers out and stuff like that. And Lee has found a good niche for him, man. Healthy, finding his way through, got a good team. He was like, even though we're losing, it's like I'm actually having more fun right now than I have in my career. Kind of weird how that works sometimes, being in a good environment.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
AB's the leading receiver again last night.
How long is he going to go? This is a guy that was shipped out and out of the league, man. He was done. And now here he is.
That wasn't because he couldn't play, though.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't because all of a sudden the reason he kept getting opportunities is because they knew he could still play.
That talent. But speaking of opportunity, I just saw it this morning, but Buck retweeted the panda.
Mm-hmm.
It was a panda sighting in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Actually on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a little bit bigger than what he was initially, but I got a feeling, Jay. I have a feeling Zell Wilson is going to make a comeback in New York. Just simply because that's how it works, it seems, man. He's practicing. He's in the fold. Looks a little bit different. And it'll just suck for the team here because that's the one thing that they need more than anything for the rest of the year. Healthy, young offensive lineman. Gonna be necessary, Jay.
Well, look, we know he's got talent if he can just harness himself.
Yeah. That is the key word. Himself.
It's not anybody else. If he can get himself right, I mean, he can still have a career.
He will. He hit rock bottom, though, to get there, and now the Giants look like they're going to reap the benefits of it.
I'm not going to go that far.
I'm not either. That's what I'm
not saying he can't.
It's a possibility.
And I'm not rooting against him either. But it ain't a lock.
I'm actually on the side to say that he does. I'm on that side.
I mean, I'm not going to predict it one way or the other because I don't know him well enough to know whether or not he's.
I was just saying this. For a person that have lost everything, you do anything you can to get it back, and I feel like that's where he's at.
Well, I mean, I hope so, but there's also overcorrecting, and there's also you're still not right.
That's true, too.
Yeah, everybody's individual. I hope you're right.
Yeah. It's a wild, wild world. I had the NFL is full of second chances, and he's getting his. AB's got his second to third chance right now. And the Titans get a second chance to try to embarrass the Buffalo Bills on Monday.
Embarrass is a word that, you embarrass the Bills, that'll be a fun Tuesday.
Ooh, a party?
I would say so.
Okay. That's, I think, what's
a lot of people are going to be Joe Burrow. A lot of people are going to be feeling themselves.
I was about to say Herb, but never mind.
He was feeling someone else.
Yeah, that wasn't themselves. That's where that one falls apart for you, Mo. 615-737-1045, 737-1045. We're going to look at the football weekend throughout the show.
Yeah.
The guests start rolling in next hour, but we're going to look at some pretty solid matchups in the NFL. And a couple of – look, it's not a banner college football weekend, which means look out, because a lot of times when it's not, weird stuff happens.
I don't think anything can top last week.
No, I don't either.
Did we actually dive more into that? I mean,
no, and we can. It was one of the more preposterous circumstances for an entire day that you'll ever see.
It was.
It was just nuts, pretty much from start to finish. So we'll look at a lot of different games today, different situations. I also want to ask the question, who's your MVP and who's the best quarterback in the NFL right now? Because I think those are interesting conversations to have based on some of the things that we're seeing. So we'll jump into some of that stuff when we come back. And don't forget, because the Predators tweeted out a banner saying they gave the Kraken their first win last night.
Dumb.
You're so not Conan O'Brien. Stop being self-deprecating.
So dumb.
I don't think the fans I don't think a lot of the fans liked it from what I could see.
It wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't.
They missed their mark.
Vertical corn moan. 615-737-1045, 737-1045. We're off and running here on a Friday. Jay Martin and Mo, 104.5 The Zone. All the music with a little bit of Tennessee inspiration today. Used to spend my
nights out. I don't care where this is being played at. I'm going to stop.
Well, pretty much. But we did host a radio show, so I wouldn't just stop dead cold turkey on it.
I ain't going to lie to you. I was up tossing and turning all last night, dude. And for some reason, I got this weird amount of energy right now. This song is doing it for me right now. Reaching for the bottom. Bottom of what, Shafe?
The bottle. I'm glad I didn't go with my first answer.
And I saw the smirk on your face. And I'm glad you didn't go. Amount of energy right now. This song is doing it for me right now. Reaching for the bottom. Bottom of what, Shafe?
The bottle. I'm glad I didn't go with my first answer.
And I saw the smirk on your face. And I'm glad you didn't go with it, too.
It almost happened.
So I'll tell you one solid matchup Sunday.
And it involved your mom.
One solid matchup in the NFL on Sunday. Lamar and Herbert.
Hey.
Baltimore and the Chargers.
Okay. How many has Lamar won against those dudes, too? Did he get Patrick?
Yeah, he got Patrick.
He got Patrick. He got their nemesis, the Titans' nemesis, the Colts.
He's gotten the Titans.
He's gotten the Titans.
And the Titans have gotten him, too.
And they have. But as of late, he's...
I don't think they've played Green Bay before. I'm not sure.
They lost to Derek Carr.
Talking about this year?
This year. Yeah, okay. And I'm just looking at the guys he's had on this list, you know what I'm saying, as young and up-and-coming, like, quarterbacks.
They lost in overtime because of a comeback.
Yeah.
It's not like Lamar didn't do anything in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It got me to wondering who is the best quarterback in the league and who's the MVP, because I think they're synonymous.
Yeah.
If you look at the Vegas odds, and I'll go to Vegas Insider right now and look at the various odds, but I know there are people that want to make the Derrick Henry argument. Just know that that's probably not going to happen unless he ends up with 2,400 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
And even then.
Why has the running back actually been pushed down that far, Jay, as far as importance, man? Like, 2,000 yards, I remember in about 2012, 2013, when Adrian Peterson got it, like, that was the biggest conversation to be had about it. Is he on pace to do 2,000? Is he on pace to do 2,000? Since Adrian Peterson, the only other person to have done it is Derrick Henry. And when Derrick Henry did it last year, there wasn't much press behind it. Like, this has become a quarterback-centric league when it comes down to awards. I think, who was I listening to? And somebody was like, why don't they make this the best quarterback award and then go MVP at some point? You know, like, find a way to separate one from the other. Because that's what the MVP has turned into mostly.
Yeah. Just like the Heisman generally has, too. I mean, Devontae Smith won it, but generally it's the best quarterback.
It's the best quarterback. But you got a running back that's on a tear right now. Like, again, revisiting his numbers, revisiting what he's done over the last year or so. He's freaking crushing it. And that's going under the radar. For the life of me, why has the running back position gone this way? Especially when you got, I'll say this, it's him and then it's other guys almost at a point. Kamara, nice. Multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook, nice. Chubb, nice. McCaffrey, if he can stay healthy, really nice too. I think it would be Derrick Henry, McCaffrey, and Alvin are the guys. But you can't – it's five, Chubb, and then Dalvin Cook too. But the two to me is McCaffrey and Derrick Henry. For some reason, it seems like McCaffrey gets more pub out of Carolina than what Derrick Henry gets here. And considering Derrick Henry is running – 2,000 yards again. He's on pace to get it again. Why is it not a topic of conversation? It's quarterbacks right now, and they are hot, too.
And the problem with McCaffrey is McCaffrey gets hurt all the time.
He does.
That's why I didn't want him on a fantasy team this year.
Yeah.
Because despite what he can do for you when he's out there, I'm not sure he's ever going to be out there consistently after last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And Derrick Henry, you know, knock on wood that it continues the way that it is.
Yeah.
But he's the Iron Man. When it comes to all that, you know he's going to get yards. You know he's going to get touchdowns. In most games, there'll be one blip here and there where he gets 55 yards or something like that. But generally, he's good for a couple of tubs and
yeah,
you know,
of course. So just to ask this question before you go into the Vegas odds on MVP, is Derrick Henry being knocked because of his volume that he's getting on game day?
I mean, I don't think so. I think that the thing about odds is odds are set based on what people think is going to happen, not necessarily what you think they should happen. You know what I'm saying?
So the other part of it is, what is it because he plays in the South and these defenses are pretty bad right now where he get most of his yards?
I do think that that might be a knock for people that want to think it through that deeply, that, well, look what he's done against Houston. Of course, he hasn't played Houston this year yet. He'll have two of those games to rack up 500 yards a little bit later this year. But he plays against Jacksonville. But Indy's got a solid defense, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so I've got it right now. Okay, this is from Odd Shark about 3 days ago, so maybe it has even changed since then. But number one is Josh Allen. We talked about that earlier this week. You'll see him on Monday. He's a plus 450. Kyler Murray, number two, plus 500.
Kyler Murray, wow.
Number three, we saw him last night, Tom Brady, plus 650. I have no problem with anything so far in terms of when you've looked at what they've done on the field. Number four is Dak. Tied with Justin Herbert at plus 700.
With Justin Herbert. That's about fair with those two comparing them.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, plus 1,000.
Okay, can I say something real quick about him? Is he having the year you think he should, considering what he did this offseason?
Well, I don't know what I was thinking he was going to do this year. I did not think he was going to come have the same – I certainly didn't think he was going to have the same year that he had last year, considering – everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
And what we know now is basically they've got one weapon for him. They've got Devontae.
Devontae.
And Devontae's going to get his no matter what. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking up Aaron Rodgers' numbers right now to ask that question. Because Aaron Rodgers right now in yards is 21st in the league. 1,241. He's got 10 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. So where does that put him in a touchdown rating? It puts him tied for 9th with Matt Ryan, who has 10-3 as well.
Oh, wow.
101.3 rating. I mean, that's certainly nothing wrong with that, but that still puts him down pretty low. That puts him at 14th. I think that those odds are because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I think those odds are we expect he's going to play even better as you continue to go along.
Yeah.
And he's Aaron Rodgers, so he has a built-in piece of help. Matthew Stafford right beneath him at plus 1,100.
Matthew Stafford still. Okay.
Then you get to Lamar. I think Lamar is too low. Right now, I'm putting Lamar over both Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford based on what I'm seeing on the field. Not that Stafford couldn't get there, and Stafford's playing really well. But I think Stafford benefits from his offense, whereas Lamar sometimes is his offense.
His offense, 100%, man.
And because of that, I'm going to give Lamar more credit and say I would put him right there around Dak and Justin Herbert.
That's
maybe a hair
thinking.
Lower, but not by much.
A hair lower? I was actually thinking maybe, a hair above. Either way.
I don't know. I mean, though all three of those teams are pretty solid. I think that overall Dak and Herbert have better teams, probably better chances to go late. I'd be fine putting him beneath Brady. I'd be okay putting him in fourth. But so we can agree there if you want to.
Yeah.
Mahomes is beneath Lamar at plus 1,600. It's not Mahomes' fault that they're struggling.
It's not. That again, that defense, they're playing, they are their offense is their defense right now, the way they're playing. And of course,
he's got 16 touchdowns. Only Brady has more, and Brady's played an extra game past everybody else. Yeah. So Patrick Mahomes has 16 touchdowns. A 106.1 passer rating, only 1,400 yards, so it's a little bit lower. Brady's thrown for 2,000 already.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Brady is 17-3 touchdown to interception. Mahomes is 16-6, and I think that's because he's trying to make a bunch of plays to get guys back in the game. I mean, the more you look at Brady's numbers, the more stupid they look.
Yeah.
Just at where he is. Okay, so there's Mahomes. Beneath Mahomes is Kirk Cousins. This is where you lose me. Actually, you lose me before this, but you lose me here. Because this is all players in the league, folks.
Yeah.
So Derrick Henry hadn't been mentioned yet, but Kirk Cousins is above him. Ain't no way.
Kirk is 1,396 yards, almost 1,400 yards, 10-2 as far as touchdowns, interceptions.
You cannot argue at all with me. Wow. That Kirk Cousins is more valuable to the Vikings than Derrick Henry is to the Titans. That's, not even in the same universe.
That's disrespectful.
Don't kill my vibe, Mo.
Please don't kill my vibe.
Beneath Cousins is Mayfield. Mayfield's a plus 6,600.
You mentioned Derrick yet?
Actually, he's tied. No. Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, and Derrick Henry are next on the list at plus 6,600 each. So above them, if you put them together, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 12th. They're tied for 12th. Right beneath. No, actually, Joe Burrow's included too. So four guys tied for 12th. Burrow, Carr, Mayfield, Derrick Henry. Then Sam Darnold is plus 8,000. Mm. And then Zeke. And it's a quarterback's award.
God, this is wild. I'm looking at Baker's number. He's only got four passing touchdowns and two interceptions this year. I know they're a run-centric team, but I figured he'd be adding a little bit more to the pot than what he's got right now, man. He's got a mean backfield, but still, I expected a little bit more from him this year.
So he's 12th. Derrick Henry's 12th. And what that tells you is this.
That's crazy.
What it tells you is he's not going to be the NFL MVP.
No.
Unless he goes and runs for 300 yards a game every week.
3,000 yards this year.
Whoever the best quarterback on the best team is often wins this award now.
It's proven to be true. You look at Derrick Henry's numbers. Of course, aside from his attempts, 640 yards on the year. He's over 100 past Nick Chubb at this point. Seven touchdowns. I think he's leading in that. 220-plus runs, 140-plus run, along with 60.
I would argue.
No fumbles.
I would argue Devontae Adams, who is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 below all the guys we just mentioned. He's tied with Ben Roethlisberger. Wow. Devontae Adams is. He's tied with Alvin Kamara and Ben Roethlisberger and Mac Jones and Nick Chubb. They're all plus 12,500 right now.
Golly.
Devontae Adams is one of the most valuable players in the league because what is Green Bay without him?
Nothing.
Who was Aaron Rodgers throwing to if not 17?
Who'd he go get this offseason?
Randall Cobb. Alan Lazard.
Tunyon.
When he's healthy, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah, the law firm.
I mean, dude is open all the time. Devontae Adams somehow, LaFleur's done a great job with him, but Devontae Adams is a stupid good receiver.
Yes, he is.
I think that we have to start looking at what MVP stands for, most valuable. And if you really look at it, the quarterback is always going to be the most valuable player on the mm-hmm. team because he's the hardest one to replace 95% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you have an easier time finding somebody that could give you similar to Ryan Tannehill's production than you would Derrick Henry's production.
Yeah.
Because Derrick Henry's just kind of different. And he's different in the way that he's utilized and all of that. There's just not a whole lot of guys out there that are going to step in and do the same thing.
No, it's not many at all. I mean, and we continually ask this question, too, when it comes down to, okay, what is this offense without Derrick Henry, you know? And I don't want to see this offense without him because Derrick is good for the game, but you'd expect more coverage of this, you know? This team is a winning team right now. It's a team that's got some players, made the playoffs and everything you need to check the box. And it sucks because you're watching history being done. You put him in the conversation with all these greats and still no coverage behind it. Again, it is a quarterback league, and there probably needs to be a separation of what the MVP is versus the quarterbacks.
Let's just be real. To give Delaney some props, if Derrick Henry played in Dallas, we would never hear the end of it.
Oh, my gosh.
We would never hear the end of it. There would be multiple topics. Michael Irvin would be talking about it on television every morning. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith would be mm-hmm. trying to talk about it, but you'd just be saying, he's a dog, he's a man, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
All over the NFL Network, it'd be everywhere. It'd be more than just Kyle Brandt talking about mm-hmm. him every morning. If you played in Dallas, it would be that way. If you played for the New York Giants, it would be that way.
Yes.
If you played for the Green Bay Packers, it would be that way.
Tampa right now.
If you played for the Chicago Bears, we'd never hear the end of it.
No, absolutely. Because it'd be Peyton 2.0.
That is one. Exactly. That is one of your problems. Now, that said, Adrian Peterson got a whole lot of pub
mm-hmm.
when he was in Minnesota.
Yes.
However, it wasn't quite the same degree of quarterback league that it is now. Seems like quarterback's even more important now than it was then. I don't mean in terms of how it should have been viewed, but it's definitely more of a quarterback's league now because there's more superstars at that position, perhaps, than we've gotten used to seeing.
I mean,
it was Brady versus Manning.
Yeah.
And then Breeze would be sort of on the outside like, hey.
Yes.
Right. And then he would win a Super Bowl, and then you'd have Phillip Rivers. But there were a lot of also-rans as well. Mm-hmm. When you look around this league right now, you see starting quarterbacks in a lot of different spots that they're all pretty good. Brady,
solid.
Mahomes,
yes.
Dak,
yes.
Herbert,
yes.
Stafford,
yes.
Josh Allen, of course, Burrow, young stud,
yes.
Aaron Rodgers, Trevor. Matt Ryan, who's a former MVP himself, right?
Never.
Russell Wilson,
yeah.
Kyler Murray, Lamar. I'm just going down a list. I'm not reading them in order here. Roethlisberger, who's going straight into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like guys that are also Rams now are just also Rams because of the coverage they get. And that's your Tannehills and your Kirk Cousin guys and mm-hmm. those kind of guys. Those guys are far better than the second and third tier dudes were 10 years ago.
That's true. And I think the highlight of their position, too, has started also at the college level. Think about what they're saying about Bryce Young right now. They're projecting him already. It's getting younger and younger when you look down to it. Look at the recruits. I mean, if you're not that guy, you're going to get found out really quick, and you're going to be booted out of the cool kids club, i.e. Spencer Rattler. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I mean, look at even the younger guys. I mentioned Burrow. But look at the young, the really young crop where we're still trying to figure out what they are. Like Darnold, we don't know, but he's still there, right?
Yeah.
Trevor, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, like all of these guys are still sitting out there. We're still trying to figure out. Mayfield, I didn't mention Mayfield yet. Like,
yeah.
Across the league, the quarterback position's never been in the position it's in right now. Where three quarters of the league has a guy that you could win with. Not win a Super Bowl with, but win decent amount of games.
So because of those reasons, and you look at a team like Baltimore, it's got running back stashed right now.
Right.
Is that why that position is so devalued too? Because the quarterbacks have stepped up a rung? Like, we can admit that. Quarterback play is a whole lot better now than it was in 2012.
Generally speaking,
look up that group.
If you don't have a quarterback that can win you a Super Bowl, you can't win a Super Bowl. A running back's not going to win it for you anymore. It's just not. They can get you to the playoffs, but eventually you're going to run into a quarterback that can throw for 40 points, and it just doesn't matter how many yards you run for.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is the way teams are being built right now. If you have the best of both worlds, and the reason why we read those stats about the Bills yesterday being number one in scoring offense, number two in scoring defense, is because in the age of salary cap, I was thinking about this, in the age of the cap, that's not supposed to happen.
No.
That's why you were comparing them historically to like three other teams, and that's it. Because usually if you have a top-flight offense, it's the Chiefs, and your defense stinks because you have a bunch of money tied into the offensive side of the ball. Or you have the 2000 Ravens. Sorry, Titans fan. You have the 2000 Ravens that had a defense, but they had Trent Dilfer at quarterback. No offense, Trent, but nobody's mistaking you for Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have to put money in certain spots. So it's difficult. It's not baseball where I can just go, if I want to, pay everybody $1 billion and be the Dodgers.
You brought up
the Red Sox or the Yankees or whatever it is.
A really dope point. And maybe we'll get into it at the end at the next segment. But looking at the 2012 quarterbacks, they did a ranking of the best and the worst. Let's just say the top end is very top heavy. Some of the same characters you just mentioned right now. We'll do it after the break.
Yeah.
2012, yeah, it's way different right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, all right, so we'll do that when we come back. 615-737-1045. Reminder, AD, Danny White of your Tennessee Volunteers in the third hour of this show. Andy Staples, The Athletic, next hour. We are loaded up. Bob Kessling will join us in the final hour of the show, and you can get in at 737-1045. We'll be right back. J. Martin Ramon, 1045, The Zone. So, orange tomorrow for the Vols and orange britches. So, all orange for Tennessee on the field tomorrow. Lane Kiffin didn't like orange. Said it looked country.
It's cool.
So, Heupel's like, we're going to put all the orange in there. I will say this. I mean, it does look like you're picking up trash on the highway on the weekend.
You leave the field and go right to the deer stand.
That's right. Go to the deer stand and then you pick up trash for the city.
Won't get shot, though.
So are you trying to say it's trash without saying it's trash?
No, I'm trying to say
what you're kind of saying.
He's kind of saying low rent criminals.
It's all good. Kidding.
Why are you going full heel today?
He's going full heel, man.
Full heel today.
Starts with the crack.
I'm just having fun.
No, up MJF. What are you doing, fool?
It's a subtle, hey, let me shoot you in your leg. You won't die, but I'm just having fun.
I mean, you ain't going to have a kneecap left, but.
It's just a flesh wound, Mo. That's Jay out here with a 22 shooting people this evening.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew. So, the, what?
Nothing. Now he doesn't want to talk. Oh, we call him out for being a heel. Now he doesn't want
to
talk.
No, I just play. Hey.
Listen at the guy.
It's my birthday Sunday. Nobody's talking about it. Oh,
it is a birthday.
I don't care.
Hey.
That's
Jay's
BS.
Got a birthday. See, I think it's the fact that he doesn't want to celebrate it.
I'm celebrating it with you jerks tomorrow. That is probably pretty much the reason why my wife's going. Just right. Kind of the only real chance we got to take a little day trip. It's about it.
Jay, it's okay.
I'm
to
not worried,
celebrate
I'm not
your
worried
birthday.
About it. There's nothing to celebrate.
It's okay to have a good birthday.
It's not
party.
A banner year.
It's a good birthday party, man. It's all right.
Call in and wish Jason a happy birthday. 615-737-1045.
I won't be taking any of your calls.
Well, that's okay. I can do it here. You don't have to do anything.
I can put
you
back on hold right here and back on the air. There'll be no.
Who do you think you are? I ain't scared of you.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
Jay, he's the guy that says, man, I don't want anything for my birthday. And then we don't say anything for his birthday. It's like, y'all didn't mention my birthday? All right. I ain't friends with none of y'all. So we going to bring this up every hour on the hour. I might get Snoop Dogg to call in and sing happy birthday to you. I don't have that type of pull.
I know you don't, Mom. I mean, you got pull, but you don't have Snoop pull.
Nah, Snoop pull probably costs us $100,000.
So you teased something before the break.
Yeah, 2012 quarterbacks. You made the argument that the reason the quarterback position is now so important is because it's so much better top to bottom.
Well, the one other thing I'll say, it's so much better, but it also the rules favor the quarterback now because of pass interference, the way that it's called. The NFL wants, and they set the rules up for very close football games mm-hmm. because that keeps people's eyeballs on it. So the rules are set up for a lot of these games to be close.
Mm-hmm. So this article, this ranking comes from John Clayton, August 23rd, 2012. His number one quarterback back then, Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, it'll be a bunch of familiar names. Tom Brady's 2. Drew Brees, 3. Ben Roethlisberger, 4. Eli Manning, retired. Peyton Manning, retired. Philip Rivers, retired. Tony Romo, retired. Michael Vick, retired. Matt Ryan was number 10. That's your top 10. Matt Ryan is down that list a little bit much now, right? Where's the rest of my list? There? Come on. It was all there. 11, Matt Schaub.
Oh, boy.
12, Stafford. He's moved up. Joe Flacco was 13. Jay Cutler. Mm. Cam Newton was 15. Josh Freeman.
Oh, Lord.
Was 16.
Was he in Tampa Bay at the time?
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Every quarterback you think now probably is above Josh Freeman level at this point?
I would have to think almost everybody.
Almost everybody.
Almost, yeah.
Love this next guy, but probably still not high ranking in today's football. Alex Smith. Was 17 in San Francisco. Sam Bradford, 18. Andy Dalton, QB1, is 19. Matt Castle, 20, Jay, with Kansas City at the time. And the bottom of the list, 21, Carson Palmer, Oakland Raiders. Ryan Fitzpatrick was a starter at that time with Buffalo. Mark Sanchez, 23rd. Andrew Luck was 24th at the time. With the Colts, RG3, 25. This is going to get you right here. Christian Ponder.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there might be no Christian Ponders in this league right now.
So let's just say this. My thesis there, kind of accurate, right?
It's kind of accurate. And then starting for Seattle 2012, Matt Flynn. 28.
Matt Flynn.
Kevin Cobb.
K-O-L-B.
Kevin Cobb, 29. Y'all going to love this one. Jake Locka.
Oh, yeah.
30, Ryan Tannehill.
That's sad.
And these last two, 31, Brandon Whedon.
We joked about him a few days ago.
And 32, Blaine Gabbert.
Hey, he was a Titan.
He was a Titan. As a few Titans on his list.
Titans legend.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert.
So your argument about, or your statement about the league is so much better at the quarterback position from top to bottom than it was 9 years ago is holding up pretty steady right there, Jay. 32 on the list is frigging Blaine Gabbert. Is there a Blaine Gabbert in this group right
I'd
now?
I'd rather have Blaine Bishop play quarterback than Blaine Gabbert.
The hitman.
I trust the hitman. Put an S behind the other guy. That's what you got when you got Blaine Gabbert.
Hey, man. So, yeah, I think that that might be the case. But it's still unfair to Derrick Henry, though. Because he's better, I think, probably in the second half of the quarterbacks in this league. But, again, you go out and win and drop 250 on the team, I guarantee they talk about you then. And that sucks, too. That's a whole lot of tread unless you're getting it in, like, a 90, a 80, and a 70 or something like that.
615-737-1045. 737-1045. After the top of the hour headlines, I see Timbo's hanging on the line. We'll get to his phone call. We'll keep talking about this a little bit. We are going to begin to pivot. We're going to talk a whole lot of SEC football today, a whole lot of college football. We didn't get into all of the ridiculousness of last week, so we can talk some of that, and we will with Andy Staples for sure in about 25 minutes. But Tennessee Ole Miss, man, how many points will it take to win that game if the weather cooperates? Will it be a 50-point game, or will it be the usual where it's supposed to be offenses and it's 124-17 or something like that? Lot to get to. Bob Kessling in a final hour. AD Danny White of your Volunteers, if you're a Volunteers fan, that is. In the third hour of the show, Andy Staples coming up in about 25 minutes. We are rocking and rolling. J. Martin and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.